Everybody, welcome to another episode of the Miami Comedy Podcast, streaming live, Instagram, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and anywhere in between. Lavi Shadi, big fan, slide my DMs. Gio, Gabriel, Stevo, Stevo Supremo, Mo Stacks, JP Carr, Mr. Andragon, Salma. What's up, man? Happy Monday. How are you? Here recording another live stream for the podcast. You guys are welcome to participate in the discussion today. We're going to be talking about what makes Mondays so bad, right? What is it about Mondays that allows us to not enjoy it? But first of all, thank you all for joining me. We do this every single day, I hope. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you all. So, on today's topic, I want you guys to help me figure out, in your own personal experience, because I know we live different lives, okay? I'm so tired, it makes no sense, what Steve said, my hangover. Well, before we get into the details, guys, let me get into the intro. The topic today is why, what makes Monday so bad? Here we go. Bam! For those watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, what do you think of the graphics? Pretty cool, huh? All right, so first things first. Steve-O says my hangover. I remember when I worked in banking, whenever I would go out the weekend before and drink, going to work because you used up all your sick days. Right? And they know that you've been drinking because when I was in corporate, my Facebook posts would always have everything that I would be doing. I would be posting where I am, who I'm with, right? You tag them. At the strip club, drinking Hennessy. Tomorrow, I got to go to work. Ran out of sick days, but YOLO. Remember when Facebook first got started and everybody started getting used to it? They would post everything on there, right? You would listen to like a lyric to a song. You'd be like, let me post this on Facebook. Oh, back in the day, I remember. I think Facebook started when? 2006? 2007? Right? I'd post the most random things on Facebook, including that I'm drinking with somebody. So when you go to work, or MySpace, yes, of course. Although there was a time during the MySpace era where I deleted it because I started feeling the social media face. I mean, I feel it now more than ever, right? Because it's all happening so quickly. But Facebook was the one that I really dove in headfirst and posted everything about my life. I really got out there, man. I'm surprised I got away with so much. You know what I mean? So yeah, hangovers on Mondays suck. Lavish Tati says, I'm so tired, it makes no sense. So there's another, that's two for hangovers. And then Gio says what Steve said. Hey, Sellers, welcome back. Tom was a creep. Yeah, I know, adding everybody. You didn't even want to be his friend, but like he forced his friendship on you. Be like, yo, Tom, stop creeping up on me, man. All right, I'm just using your services. I don't need to know you as a person. Can you imagine if the real Mark Zuckerberg sent you a friend request? I'd be creeped out. What did I do, Mark? Is there something you want to tell me? Am I targeting? Did I say something that'll get me banned? I'm sorry. Tabitha, Ron Dog, crew is in. What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Nonetheless, even though we're talking about what makes Monday so bad, happy Monday. You know what else makes Monday so bad? Getting stuck in traffic. Everybody feels it. Look, me being somebody that does comedy for a living, I stay in my garage about 90% of my waking day, okay? 90% of my day, I am in my garage, and for some reason on Mondays, I still get upset. I'm laying around my sofa in my garage, in my studio garage. All right, let me add the studio part. Okay, I don't want you guys to get it twisted. Okay, I'm in my studio garage, laying down in my couch, and I'm getting upset that it's Monday. You know what I'm saying? It's just something in the air. And the fact that everybody is rushing with you makes Monday feel even worse, right? Because if it's you in a rush by yourself, okay? If it's you in a rush by yourself, you do it, right? You get the day done, you do it. But then when you're out and everybody is rushing, everybody's feeling the Monday pressure, I don't want to be lingering. I don't want to be part of their reality while they're out there doing their rush. I'm worried about my rush. Why do you got to cut me off? Huh? Why are you merging in my lane? Why are construction workers holding up this traffic at 6 a.m.? And then when you show up to the office, everybody is feeling the same thing. Oh, it's Monday, everybody. We got to hit our numbers. We got a customer complaint last week. Let's not let that happen again. I don't want to hear it, okay? It's already bad enough that I'm in the office with this hangover, man. So I don't really think it's that Mondays suck. I think it's that the people are all feeling the start of the week because they're mostly hungover. And so everybody then starts spreading that misery. Okay? It includes me too. Someone that's staying at home. I'm getting upset by myself. Rich Lee Comic, welcome. Mylon Diaz, welcome. What else makes Mondays suck? What else is it about Mondays that makes it so bad? Go ahead and put it in the chat, guys. Join me in the conversation. Quit staring at me. All right? I go live for a reason. I could easily record these podcasts on my own. On said futon. All right, I could be laying in my futon with a microphone in my mouth, staring at the ceiling doing this thing, but I'd rather go live and talk to myself while you guys listen. All right? There's something about going live and doing a podcast that really puts the pressure on you, especially on a Monday, right? We were talking about this just now. I got to do a podcast every day. I told you I would. I'll try to. Am I going to fail at doing it? Yeah, most likely. Come on, man. It's every day. Are you kidding me? I mean, just today, I got to go out, right? I got to go do a show. So right after I do this, I got to jump in my car and I got to fly to Brickell. And everybody's out there rushing too. They're trying to get to the nearest happy hour. Armani Jones Comedy understands that, right? Cheers, buddy. Loli, welcome. All the ladies. I'm a big fan. I'm gonna go ahead and say it right now, guys, that the reason I do comedy, not only is it because my freedom, my lifestyle, the ability to be doing this for a living is a blessing, but to make the ladies laugh is another blessing as well. You know how much willpower it takes for me not to copy and paste and slide in all the DMs? I don't even add them back just to avoid them, right? I don't want them on my timeline. I don't want to see you, right? Like, oh, God, I'm busy, all right? It's Monday. I got to get work done. Please put your cheeks away. I understand you went to the beach on Saturday, but can you please just put the sandy cheeks maybe on like on a Saturday or something when it's appropriate, all right? If you're out there putting, all right, I'm going to go ahead and say this right now. If you're out there putting thirst traps on a Monday, what are you doing? Why are you posting thirst traps on a Monday, man? We're out there getting some work done. Oh, I'm getting upset now thinking about it, man. I'm out here trying to be productive, going through my timeline, thinking about what am I gonna post, right? And lo and behold, there's some cheeks looking at me. It's like, come on, man. Now I'm distracted, right? Now I got to look at your profile, see the recent photo, slide in your DMs. And if you're quick to respond, that's it. My day is done and over with because I'm going back and forth with you trying to get to the next level. So ladies, Vika Bay, holler at Alexis. See, look, and they even trap you. Holler at me. And then when you holler at them, what happens? You get blocked. Just back to back traps. Like Santa Claus say, do it for the hoes. Is hoes a cuss word? I told myself I wouldn't cuss anymore on the podcast. All right, is hoes a bad word? Because I'll say it, man. No, it's not a bad word, right? Uncle Luke came out with the song, There's Some Hoes in This House, right? Uncle Luke is family friendly, right? The birthday song. Go, Lisa. It's your birthday. Go, Mary. It's your birthday, right? They used to play that at children's parties. So, yeah, it's family friendly. I think you could say hoes. Hoes is considered a laugh. Absolutely. There you go. For all the algorithms and the bot listening, just know. When I say hoes, I mean the laugh, all right? The good times. And hoes do provide a good time. Hey, you got a good one there, Armani. Well done. Jabragger, welcome. So, yeah, man. I think I remember saying a long time ago that whenever you enter the room and then you say where the hoe's at, that's kind of like your way of saying my time is valuable. All right, I need to know, is this going to be a good time or is it going to be a bad time? Right, that's why people ask where the hoe's at in order for you to understand what lays in front of you. Hey, yo, where the hoe's at? Which translates roughly to, is this going to be worth my time? Where the hoe's at? Is this going to be something fun? Are we all going to enjoy ourselves? Loosely translated, where the hoe's at? There you go. And we're talking about the laughs, okay, for the record. Where's the holiday spirit? Where is the spirit of Christmas? Is it in the room? Where the hoe's at? Oh, man, I love doing these podcasts, man. It's so much fun riffing with you guys and talking some smack. Well done, guys. All right, good joke. I'm going to write that one down. When I walk in the room and say, where the hoe's at, I mean, is the Christmas spirit here? There you go. There's a tweet. Thank you all for that. When I walk in the room and say, where the hoe's at, what I mean is the Christmas spirit present? Bam! Where the hoe's at is the most popular Google search, at least in my computer. Are you sure you're not looking at your history? You sure you're not going to those dirty websites, Curse and Blessings, and you actually looked and searched for where the hoe's at, but you just removed the E, trying to be slick? Huh? Huh? I don't know. I've been living life without dirty websites recently. I think. Every once in a while, I look up for OnlyFans leaks. I think everybody does that, right? I think that's normal. I think even Kanye admitted it. Right? As soon as you go on OnlyFans, we're gonna look for your leaks. We're not. Any man in their right mind will not pay or subscribe to that. We're just going to wait for the leaks to come. And if you don't have any leaks, it wasn't worth it. That's another one. If your OnlyFans photos don't leak, wasn't worth it. All right, we are here. Kanye West says, I don't pay for OnlyFans. I go on Reddit and wait. And that's what anybody in their right mind would do. They would wait for the OnlyFans leaks to come out. And guess what? When you find said OnlyFans photos, it makes your Monday so much better, right? There's nothing better than coming across a good leak that just makes your day feel more brighter, more productive. It makes me feel like I can do this. The satisfaction I get, the rush I get after seeing a nude for free and then realizing that I can get the day accomplished, right? There's just something about women. I don't know. You girls just give us the ability to move forward, right? We can be going through some really hard times in life, and all we got to do is just think about the possibility of maybe, just maybe, getting with you. We're going to get by, okay? We're going to get through this, even on a Monday. There's a tip for you guys. Think about your crush and the possibility of her liking you back and engaging with. All right? That'll get you through your Monday. That won't make Monday suck as much. By the way, I hope you guys like my Christmas music. It's a very jazzy tune. Damn, delayed gratification. Yeah, you know, I was just thinking about delayed gratification today. That's kind of ironic. When it comes to delayed gratification, it makes life much better. It sucks for the short term, but it's great in the long term. If you really just wait for that right moment to satisfy anything, whether it's a snack, whether it's DMing that girl, whether it's following up in a sexual act, whatever it is, just as long as you delay it for a while, it just makes it better. You know what I mean? Rosie, what's up? Welcome to the chat. We're talking about what makes Mondays so bad. And we're also talking about many ways to enjoy it. Here's how to enjoy it. Be grateful. Be grateful there's a Monday, right? Be grateful that you survived your hangover. Be grateful that you are walking into a job that's paying you money, regardless of how red your eyes are. Okay? Gratitude goes a very long way when it comes to these things. Okay, so that's number one. What else can we do in order to make Mondays so much better? Well, let's see. Try this, all right? And this is just a suggestion. You guys might not be on the same boat with me on this one. But if you have a very healthy, even if it's nasty, if you have like a very healthy breakfast, right? Like you have like spinach, Florentine, and eggs or something like that, or like green juice, or you have like yogurt with some berries and granola, like just do whatever, all right? Anything you go up and you see on those vegan websites, just eat something like that first thing in the morning on a Monday, and that just sets up your entire day to be enjoyed. Trust me on this one, okay? If you were to ever take any advice from me, this is probably the only one that I feel very confident in. All right, first of all, never take advice from a comedian. But if you ever did, this is probably the one to go with, okay? If you want to make Mondays better, get yourself a nice, healthy, close to the nasty side kind of breakfast, and it just sets up your entire day, okay? Because if you go out and you eat like a croissant with butter or Nutella, right? And you're slathering it with whatever, you know, whatever you put on, greasy stuff, like having an empanada or having a Cuban toast with all that butter, you know, that butter that makes the bread soggy. Like if you eat that first thing on a Monday, it's gonna ruin your week, man. It's gonna ruin your day and probably your whole week. Because again, delayed gratification. Perfect segue, Tabitha. Delayed gratification. If you delay the gratification of eating something greasy in the morning and you eat something like nasty healthy, okay, it makes your day feel better regardless of the 15 minutes you could have by eating something awful. There you go. That's my tidbit for the day. All right? That's actually really good advice. You know, I actually make these shakes. I make these shakes in the morning. Not all the mornings, right? Because there's some mornings I can't stand it. But here's what I do, and I know this is going to sound nasty, all right? But I got a Vitamix. Oh, here I am opening up. What's up, Sydney? I got this Vitamix, right? And in this Vitamix, every single morning, what I put in it is raw broccoli, okay? I'm talking about going to Whole Foods, and then you get a couple of bags of veggies, and then next thing you know, you're broke, all right? I never knew that organic fruits and vegetables can be so expensive, all right? It's like a car payment. You go out to the Whole Foods and you get organic raw stuff, it's a car payment, all right? But it makes your Mondays that much better. So here's what I put in this thing. I put spinach, broccoli, baby bok choy, sprouts. Yeah, just grab anything, kale. Chard, right? Get all that stuff. Just put water in it. And then you get like one of those omega-3 oils that have like some sort of flavor, like strawberry or something. Right? You squeeze that in and put a lot, all right? Because it's going to be nasty. And then you drink green just like straight up. But you got to have a good blender. And here's why the blender is important. If you have like a lower end blender, it's going to make it chunky, right? Like nasty. But if you have a higher end blender, it'll make it liquefied. Right, like really watery, so that you would have to like, all right, so then you drink this straight up, okay? And your body is gonna have what I call the nutritional shock. Your body's gonna have a nutritional shock. Your body's gonna take in so much nutrition at once, it's gonna be like, are we dying? Is today the last day we're alive? Right, it's almost like your body gets so shocked. It thinks it's the last day. And then you start appreciating the day a lot more. And then your body is full of like natural B12s and all the nutrients that those veggies have. And it just goes in your bloodstream. And then you walk around the house and you go outside and then like you just become elevated, right? You have you ever had like a near-death experience? Have you ever had something that scared the crap out of you? And then all of a sudden you're just so aware, like I'm alive. Oh my God. Yes. Another day. That's exactly what it's like, except with nasty veggies. you drink something so nasty, they're just like, oh my God, yes, I feel the power. I can do anything. Try it out for yourself, all right? Try it out for yourself. Take my advice on this one to make Mondays a lot better. Have a nasty, healthy breakfast. There you go. And that's it for today's podcast, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to support, subscribe. MiamiComedy.com/podcast or sign up to the newsletter. Don't forget the raffle is going to be in about 10 days. We're going to announce the winner of a $100 bar tab to any of our show. MiamiComedy.com/tab. All right? And anything helps. All right? Subscriptions, likes, shares, badges, t-shirts. MiamiComedy.com/shop. Coming out to a show. Anything counts. Gnarly, welcome. I think you should post a recipe, make a reel. I probably lose a lot of followers because they think it's I'm probably like being disgusting. It's like, since when did this meme page become so disgusting? It'll probably get flagged. Like my veggie shake would probably be so nasty that it'll get flagged and it'll give a warning before you watch the video. This video contains sensitive footage or whatever that says, you like watch anyway. Oh my God. With water? That's it? Oh, he drank it all at once? Flag. Flag for inappropriateness. I don't need to see this on my timeline. This is absolutely disgusting. Nutritional shock sounds like a great slogan. I'm sold. Try it, bro. I'm telling you, it works. All right? Nutritional shock. That's going to be the name of a nutritional book. Me as a comedian giving out nutritional advice can be a nutritional shock. Shock comic Manny Garavito talks about shock nutrition. If you think I'm shocking on stage, wait till you get a drink of this. All right. I'll see you guys next time. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock. We go live every day-ish. Same time, except Saturdays. We'll do 10:30 nighttime on Saturdays since we don't have a show then. If you guys want to come out to a show, we have two this evening. We have one at the Red Bar, and we have another one over at Thank You Miami in Little Havana. To see all the shows, just visit MiamiComedy.com. There you go. I'm done. Have a great night, everybody. See you then.